Hey, everybody. Welcome to Eat It and Like It's podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of the podcast and contributor to eatitandlikeit.com. We've got an interesting episode for you here this morning with a dear friend of mine who I asked to come and sit with us so we could talk shop. She probably knows the food scene as well, if not maybe better than I do. And I don't say that about too many people in this town. Her name is Amanda Marks. She is a concierge. G is silent, isn't it?
Concierge.
Concierge. I thought that was like the redneck way to pronounce
no,
concierge.
That's the French way.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your very early morning to do this. I wanted to invite you to come and chat with me a little bit because you were one of the first people I called when I got my book deal 100 years ago, it feels like now. Savannah Food Crawls is now out on the street, and it's getting reviewed, and it's getting read, and I'm getting texts from friends that they bought copies. But I wanted to bring you in to chat with me about your observation of the book, and in general, an honest chat about the food scene.
Okay.
I got you a copy. You ordered Amanda's funny. She texted me. She ordered. The first day pre-order was available. She bought one, and it said, be delivered October 1st. Well, I got mine a couple of weeks before that. So I took her a copy so that she could flip through it. And you would have thought it was Christmas morning. She was like, oh, my goodness. Ah!
That's pretty accurate. Yeah, I was excited.
I know you love the food scene here. I know you're passionate about it as much as I am. That, I would say, the two people on this podcast right now are the most passionate people about this food scene. Your initial observations of Savannah Food Crawls?
I thought it was excellent. I texted you that I thought it was excellent. Mm-hmm. I loved everything about it. I loved the maps, the photos. It's exactly what Savannah needs and Savannah needed. And I get those questions asked every single day. I mean, that's my job. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that I can pull it out and say, well, if you go here, 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 this would be a perfect dine around. Casual dine around, stop, get a drink, get some food. That's what I love about it. And it's doable. It is. You could literally crawl each one of those places. And it's just a great asset for people like me to and new concierges who come in and help and people just in general who just want to know more about the food scene. It is a great reference. And I know it's in my backpack in my car right now.
Just by way of background, you know, you say your visitors, your guests ask you questions all the time. You've been a concierge in this town for how long now?
I've been strictly a concierge for 10 years, coming up on 10 years. I have worked in hospitality in Savannah, only in hospitality for almost 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
What got you going down the concierge path?
I was thrown on the desk, and they said, hey, you know about Savannah. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this. Very first day at the concierge desk, I will never forget this. It was the most humbling moment of my life. First question was, where can I go fly fishing? That moment, I realized how much I did not know about Savannah.
Right.
Because I'm making phone calls to other concierges in the city. I'm like, where do I send this guy? Savannah does have a great fly fishing scene, which I found out later. But it was very humbling on how much I didn't know about the city. And it, like, sparked that interest. I want to know as much as humanly possible. And I want to be the best of the best.
Right. No, and you are certainly the best in this town. And you, if I understand it correctly, you've told me over the years, you keep a big three-ring binder with everything that's to be known about food and things to do in this town?
I do. It's been split up over the years. And now it's mostly Excel spreadsheets. But when I first started, it was all paper. And
wow.
And even still, I still get mad when I go on a website and I don't have a PDF download. Because my guests want to take that something tangible.
Right.
And I know I rant about this all the time. You have a beautiful website. Put a PDF download so I can just click on it and print it, opposed to copy and paste it.
I get that.
Because my guests want something tangible to take with them.
Yeah. So then the flip side is, you know, people won't buy, let's say, a book because they'll use the Kindle version or something that they can put in their phone. Before we get back to chatting a little bit more about the book, the fly fishing on day one is a good one, but what would you say has been one or two of the most bizarre requests you've gotten from a guest over the years?
I had a guest ask for a llama.
A llama.
A llama.
In Savannah.
Yeah.
To do what with?
I didn't ask.
Maybe it was to create some drama.
There we go.
The llama.
Yes. No drama llamas.
No drama llamas.
Yeah.
Did you find one?
Actually, I was able to track one down. There was a pet.
Dude.
Jesse, that's what I do.
I understand, but a llama in Savannah? I mean, I could see if it was like, can you find me a pet gator? But a llama?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Let's see.
I'd cry so hard I'd want to call my mama. Ooh, boy, the FCC is going to shut us down. So another one. You got a llama. Don't even care what happened to that llama. What was there another one?
Gosh, there's so many. Someone wanted me to open the gray when they were closed on vacation.
I bet you get that a lot, though. You and I have talked about that.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what do you mean they're closed today? Well, what do you want me to tell you, pal?
Yeah, this one was probably the most serious out of all of them. He's like, well, throw out a number. And I'm like, $150,000. I'll make that phone call. And
right.
And
did he get mad when you couldn't do it?
He looked at me, and you could see the wheels in the head were turning.
Right.
And he looked at me. He's like, would that be cash? And I'm like, yeah, that would be cash. Oh, okay.
Please tell me this was a comical conversation.
He was very straight-laced, and he's like, well, thank you. And he walked away, and I'm just like, I remember texting them over there at the grave because they were on vacation, and right. I said, would you open for them?
You asked.
I did, because all I could think of was.
All that's left with that guy is for him to break in and make himself breakfast at the gray.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. What?
Oh, I get people asking for Paula Deen's kitchen all the time. They want a tour of her personal kitchen.
Of her personal kitchen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesse, I'm telling you, I could write a book on my own stories.
Interesting question with the two Savannahs, I like to refer to it. Paula put food in Savannah on the map, really. And she's done so much for this town and this area and the South, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's still busy. She's still working. She's got her chicken box over there and she's still doing her thing. But the number of people coming here looking for her has dropped.
Yes.
But it's not gone.
No. No, no, no.
How often do you get requests for anything, Paula?
I would say at least once a week. I would argue.
It used to be four times a day.
Yeah. I would argue even sometimes a little more than that.
Really?
Peak season, definitely a little more.
People will still ask you, I'm sure, have you met her? Where does she live?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
All that. It's like, I just live here.
Right? Very cool. So you flipped through the book. You went through it pretty quickly from the text you were sending me. Anything in particular about Savannah food crawls that jumped out at you? Besides the photos and the maps?
Besides the photos and the maps. I like how you picked certain foods at different places. I mean, pork belly donut sliders,
right.
The ordinary pub. That
right.
That is.
Yeah. Those things are addictive.
Oh my God, they're so good, man! Now I want pork belly donut sliders,
right.
And it's.
It's breakfast time.
It
you
is breakfast
it.
Time. Yeah. I mean, I like the fact that there's the signature dishes. The spam sliders at Savoy.
Right.
You know that that speaks to every part of my heart. but I liked the fact that you took the time and you really, it's an in-depth look at not just the big names, it's the little under the radar places.
Well, everyone was fair game.
Yeah.
My only marching order, if you will, was to not include fine dining because it's not the kind of place you crawl to. You know.
Yeah.
You could sit at the diner bar up front of the Gray or some of the other places, but as a whole, if you're noshing along the way, you're not going to a fine dining restaurant.
No, and I know, and people will disagree with me on this one, but Savannah has an excellent fine dining scene. I think what flies under the radar is our casual dining scene.
Really?
I do. Because when people come here, they know of places Pink House, Gray, Elizabeth's.
Right.
But they don't know of those little places right. like Crystal Beer Parlor.
Right.
Ordinary pub.
Right.
You know, they don't know of those places. Mm-hmm. It's my job to educate them about right. those places. And it's like, yes, you want to go here, but they don't have any availability. Why don't we try something this way? Mm-hmm. And it's all about decoding.
Right.
That's what I do. I mean, I decode every guest.
And the same thing. We've all traveled to other cities, and it's like, somebody will say, oh, this place is great. Yeah. There's 100 different options in front of you, and you have no idea which ones are better than others.
Exactly.
Which ones have better service, which one have better prices. And so, to obviously, not every single eatery and bar in Savannah was in the book.
No.
But this filtered out a lot of them.
It did. And that's what I like about it, is that those are the restaurants that I recommend to my guest. And I can now say, see, it's in the book. I mean,
you can have your own copy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and you can get it signed
right,
too.
That's right.
But
So, okay, you love the book. Thank you very much. I want to spend a few minutes with you chatting about the food scene as a whole. You and I have both seen it go from pre-2014, which is what I call the Renaissance.
Yep. The Florence.
The Florence, Pachi, yep. the Gray, Collins Court, and Trailer Park all yep. opened within 6-7
Good
months of
Lord.
Each other.
It
and everything
like,
changed.
Feels like a lifetime ago.
It doesn't it, though? I mean, we're coming up on 10 years when
no,
you think about
no,
that.
No, we're not that old.
Yeah, yeah. But where do you see do you like how we have evolved? And two-part question, what do you think is still missing?
I'm gonna take the easy part first.
Okay.
We're missing late night dining.
We are.
Very much late night dining.
Yeah.
You come into Savannah after midnight, you got Fancy Parker's and McDonald's.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's it.
And they're right across the street from each other.
Yep.
Yes.
So you can get a beer,
right.
you know,
yep.
beer at McDonald's.
Can't say I haven't done that.
Well, I can't say I haven't hit both
right?
of those places.
Yes, totally.
Kay's Pizza. You got to throw Kay's Pizza in because it's the greasiest, awesome pizza.
Yeah. The later it is at night, the better it tastes.
Yep. Yeah.
It's no
like,
problem saying
it's
that.
Like the Denny's of 4 a.m. pizza, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been in there 4 a.m. 2:45 perhaps, but not 4 a.m. Late night food. What else do you think we're missing? I'll toss you a softball. I think we're missing really good sushi.
Yeah,
we have sushi,
but there's no place in Savannah that has like really kicked it up a notch.
Right.
I would agree with that. I just when people come here though, I can you know they're. They're not really looking for that. Some people are, but so I can live without the sushi for a while.
That is fair because, you know, all these restaurants come open and they want to offer their spin on Southern food. Well, that's because that's what people are coming
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
They're not coming here for the best Italian
no.
because all they're going to do is compare it to New York City.
Yep.
They're not coming here for the best Asian because all they're going to do is compare it to California.
And that—
So
yeah.
they want what they're coming to this region
yeah.
for.
They want that fried chicken.
Yeah.
They want barbecue. Mm-hmm. That's what they want.
Yeah.
And
shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits all day long.
Yeah. Who's your favorite shrimp and grits?
Okay. Traditional Boar's Head.
Okay.
I just love how they do it.
That's on River Street.
That's on River Street.
Yeah.
Non-traditional, Common.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not had their shrimp and grits.
They do like a little curry with it.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. You gotta
Well, let me tell you about unexpected Sherman Grits. I was part of a television show that aired on Taste Made Network this past week, and it's there on the Taste Made app or tastemade.com if you'd like to watch it. It's called Street Somm, and it's a guy, Jermaine Stone, goes around the country pairing street food with wine. I was in part of the entire Savannah production, and we went and had shrimp and grits at the Pink House. At the Pirate's House.
Oh yeah,
and it blew my mind.
Oh yeah, they do. They've been nailing that one for years.
He puts he said it was mace, I believe, was a spice. Yep. Gave it a little Caribbean kick, and yep. I'm eating this, going, "Are you serious?" Yep. I mean, I love the fried chicken at Pirate's House.
Oh yeah.
It is some of the best in the city.
It is.
But I've never been a fan much of anything else there. But yeah. It's enough to get me to go there. It's fried chicken. But that shrimp and grits was outstanding.
I'll have to put that one back on my list because.
Yeah. Maybe you and I can go one of these weeks after I'm done with my my duties for October. We can go get some shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits.
Couple more and I'll let you run. What would you like to see open in Savannah?
Gosh, I feel like there's a new place opening every week.
Every
week or two. Yeah. I don't really know the answer to that because, like, what I want something to entertain my teenagers.
Right.
I admit I miss Chromatic Dragon downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I do because that entertained.
Right.
So, you know, something like that.
Chromatic Dragon was a loosely worded Dungeons and Dragons themed little eatery.
Yeah,
that had regular food, burgers, and whatever. But it was the show, if you will.
Yeah,
that you liked.
Yeah, it was. You know, you could play Mario Kart. On a big screen. It was fantastic. I was terrible, but
That was a pandemic casualty.
Yep, that was a pandemic casualty.
Yeah. It's interesting when I get asked what I can have, you know, I could say sushi or I could say, you know, a real awesome taqueria downtown.
Yeah.
You know, I go out to Ogeechee Road when I want, you know, and I can speak Spanish to everybody and get some really good stuff. There are some good spots around town for tacos, but we are getting more and more of the gaps filled in around town. So there's less to think, well, I really wish we had this.
Yeah, that I will say has definitely changed. The gaps are, you know, people are plugging the gaps.
I think we could use more plant-based vegan food.
I would agree with that. We only currently have one, well, technically two. You have Hungry Vegan and then you have Fox and Fig.
Right.
But Hungry Vegan's just far enough outside where it's not, you know, on the radar.
And we have a new food truck that's coming online. Yep. But beyond that, you know, all you're left with is going to restaurants and hoping to have a vegan dish.
Yeah. And I would also argue more allergy conscious restaurants. As someone who has a severe blue cheese allergy, I am greatly appreciative when they follow my, but, you know, there are places that I know of that take it very seriously. I just wish everyone took it as seriously as those places.
Right. Her name is Amanda Marks. She is the best concierge in the city of Savannah. She's been at it 10 years. You can find her at the Thompson Hotel. How long have you been at the Thompson? Since they opened?
Yeah, since they opened. Yeah.
And the restaurant there is Fleeting, which I've made no secret of the fact is one of my top two or three in the city. It's outstanding.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. And the Thompson is where Bar Julian is. If you've seen photos of the rooftops, it has a 13-floor view of the city. You get busy. Busiest times in Savannah of the year are fall and spring. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're in high season right now. We're doing oyster roast on Tuesdays and Fridays. Mm-hmm. The bar in the lobby bar.
Oh, no kidding! It's downstairs.
Yeah, it's downstairs. Cool. They have a whole setup. It's really cool.
Nice.
That starts at 4:00. If you come on Fridays, there's a DJ in the lobby. So it's a great vibe. It's a great place to work. I love my coworkers. I love the vibe. I love the fact that we're far enough away.
Yes.
But we're it's just nice because it's quiet. Mm-hmm. But we have excellent, we have an excellent restaurant. I mean, Fleeting is fantastic.
It's really good, yeah.
You know, the and if I don't mention at least one of the dishes, they're going to get mad at me. So the chicken is my go-to right now, but it, when it's back on the menu, the duck, if you haven't had it, I definitely recommend it.
I have had duck there. I don't know if it's the current dish duck, but I have had duck there.
Yeah, it's the duck's not currently on the menu. They're bringing it back for fall is what I was told. But
well, it's fall. Let's go.
Yeah, I know.
Give me
know.
Some ducks. All right. Well, I'm going to let you get out of here and get back to your throne over at the Thompson. Amanda, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
We will see you down the road. I'll invite you back and we'll do breakfast. We'll have some pork belly sliders.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Thank you everybody for joining us for this episode. You can find Savannah Food Crawls at Amazon.com or eatitandlikeit.com or anywhere that you buy your books, local bookstores in the state of Georgia, I am sure. We'll catch you next time.